The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What up, Fox? What's up, everybody?
I'm still fucked up. It's exactly 4 o'clock a.m., August 24th, 2024. 8-24-24. Another Forefathers episode. All right. So Julio started launched his new career. He's in training for his new quote unquote job.
Yeah, I got called the best student today, which is the first time I've ever heard that in a while.
Yeah, he texted me and told me that his teacher told him he was the best student. I said, well, you probably blew him.
It's a chick, dude. Pretty badass chick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She caught me putting those business cards you gave me for the podcast in my pocket.
Yeah.
And she came around and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like putting these business cards in my pocket, and she's like, what kind of business cards? I'm like, for the podcast. So she started asking me about it. So
should have gave her one.
She asked for one. I gave her one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What's her name?
Karen.
What's up, Karen? Yeah, so I forgot to talk about this the last couple episodes. You had a bad trip not too long ago, and you were texting me from underneath the blanket. What was that about?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know what got into me. I got home, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to eat, 2 grams of mushrooms. And then I got overly confident. I don't know what happened. I was talking to somebody, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to take more. And so I weighed out. I forgot I had taken some at some point. So I ended up taking about 6 grams of mushrooms, which is a decent dose. I would say it's up there. And, oh, my God, it was just very intense. I don't even remember texting you under the blanket.
How much was in that bag you gave me?
3.5 total.
Recording in progress.
I forgot to record, so now we're recording. Here we go. Video. We're back on video, people.
Jeez.
But you missed the beginning.
Yeah, so there was 3.5 in your bag, and I probably had about six something that day. And, yeah, it was just a very, very intense experience. I think it lasted a lot longer than I thought. And then I had to go to work.
Damn.
Yeah, I tried to call off, but I kind of got guilt-tripped into coming in. It was a long day.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Fuck it. I didn't mark down any fucking notes or nothing. Okay, the DNC. What a fucking shit show that was. How much of that did you watch?
Just bits and pieces. I've been so caught up in training that I haven't really had a chance. The only thing I saw that I actually kind of have an opinion on was everybody's criticizing my fellow. Hold on, I'm a little thirsty here. It's horse semen. You can't see it. Yeah, my fellow horse semen enthusiast, Tim. So they show a video of him and his family walking out, and one of his kids. He tugs at one of his kids and, like, pulls him really hard.
Well, he's retarded.
Yeah, but people are like, oh, he's such an abusive father. Can you imagine? Blah, 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 blah. I mean, you know, like, I don't know. Sometimes these retarded individuals have, like, superhuman strength.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I mean, they require a lot of force. And I think that's the only thing Tim was doing. And I gotta stand up for him. I mean, it's got to be hard to deal with a retard.
Well, did you ever see Something About Mary?
Yeah.
When, I forget what his name was on that, but it was Ben Stiller. And he tried to give him a gift baseball, and he touched his ear, and the retard picked him up and power slammed him. That was fucking great. All right, I lost my fucking YouTube here.
All
right,
and then they're getting all these like TikTok influencers and rappers just to kind of like attract people.
Oh yeah, I heard everybody was super pissed because was it Beyonce that didn't show up? Somebody like that. And they were all fucking super pissed off because they lied. And hey, that's the other thing. Fucking Tim Walz didn't do his speech till like fucking midnight after everybody was asleep. Kamala Harris did hers at like fucking midnight. And it was like a minute and a half long. Usually it's like an hour. What the fuck? All right. I'm looking for Biden's. I want to play Biden's on here. And you know what else? They got this new thing now. They keep calling it the Party of Joy, right? Have you heard that?
No.
They keep calling it two things. The Party of Joy is one thing that everybody kept saying. And then they keep calling, like, Republicans weird. Like J.D. Vance is weird. Trump is weird. Like, what the fuck is this, fucking third grade?
Yeah, that's what I was about to
fucking
say.
Fucking stupid. Childish. Let me see. And then Obama was making dick jokes about Trump. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, about crowd size.
Yeah. You're basically fucking jealous that more people come to his fucking rallies and shit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, basically. Let me see how long this clip is. Wait. Oh, I can't fucking play that. That's an hour. There's no way he talked that fucking long. Why can't I just find a short clip? I think Biden talked longer than anybody. The old fuck.
You see something dropped out of Nancy Pelosi's pants?
Yeah.
And no, it wasn't me.
Hey, you can have that old bitch. It's got people fucking saying, dentures like, and shit.
They were saying, you know, how can she be so animated at 80-something years old? Adrenochrome?
Yeah, of definitely yeah. for her.
Nancy Pelosi's tits on Mount Rushmore.
Man.
Hey, so something cool that I some feedback sensor. I got.
Go ahead, my bad.
Feedback I got from our last episode was people. I was playing a clip, and people could hear you cracking beers open and chugging them.
Yeah, that's the point. You're welcome.
Sound of freedom.
That's right. Maybe we should change the name of this podcast. Nah. They already have one called Drinking Bros. But it's definitely a lot, there's definitely a lot of drinking going on. I don't know, man. When you, I mean, you already got your new hours for your training, but you're going to be going back on night shift anyway. So it's probably going to stay like this for a while. We'll see what days you get off and stuff. Oh, man.
I don't know. If I keep it up being top student, I might get a preferential treatment and get a better gig.
Well, if you blow the teacher, you never know. you know what I was looking at? So, you remember like during COVID, they had the fucking vaccine cards and all that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? Did you ever have one of those? Or yeah. You had a card?
Yeah.
And so it had a lot number on it, right?
Yeah.
You ever heard the notion that so some of them were placebo and you know, like Johnson & Johnson, Moderna. It was all different shit that did different things. So, why the fuck? They're keeping track of who got these shots, which shots they got, what went on with them. That's where the lot number comes in. I just find that fucking strange that they would put that out there. Put it on record. I don't know. You probably don't want to talk about it because you got one.
No, I mean, dude. Like, you know, I mean, we're products. You know, they sell us like products, like cattle. And I think that now, next to our social security number, we're gonna have a lot number. You know, like sell us to the highest bidder who wants somebody that's got mRNA versus somebody that only got a placebo so they can track that you really didn't get the vaccine. I don't know, man. I think we're all just fucked.
Yeah. Did you hear at the DNC there was a fucking a mobile truck that was doing abortions and vasectomies?
Yeah, I saw that. It wasn't. They say it wasn't ran by the Democrats. It was ran by Planned Parenthood or whatever. But who the fuck funds that?
That's part. Democrats. It's the same fucking thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking satanic as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
And yeah. That, Did you hear about? Did you hear about the 300,000 missing immigrant children at the border?
No, tell me.
Let me look it up. Oh, fuck. Fuck you. Never mind. I'm looking it up. You can talk about something.
Did you see, you know who Matt Walsh is, right?
Oh, yeah. Daily Wire. I don't really know who he is, but I seen how he was dressed up in a disguise.
Yeah, I actually have that clip. It's fucking funny because he's coming out with a movie called Am I Racist? And he kind of dresses up like that. Here we go.
The more they see her, the more they're going to like her. I saw what she did in the Senate. We served together for 4 years. She cared about families. She could work with all kinds of people, and she was effective in getting things done. One of the things she pushed, which we succeeded in, was $35 insulin for our senior citizens. Now we're going to get...
Dude's like, all right, move along.
Trump takes credit for so many things he doesn't do. And gets the blame for a lot of things he does too. He's lost his bearings, as we can see day by day.
Oh my God, that is epic trolling.
It's funny, but I don't know what he really looks like either. So,
really?
No, I don't know who he is.
He's part of the Daily Wire. He's part of them. I think he's Jewish. But he does really good. I think he does really good reporting. He also did the movie What Is a Woman?
Okay.
He also did another movie called Lady Ballers. He really hates the whole trans movement.
All right. This afternoon, the Department of Home. This was about 4 days ago. This afternoon, the Department of Homeland Security Office of Inspector General released a stunning report that found under Border Czar Kamala Harris, nearly 300,000 illegal immigrant children are unaccounted for. The stunning report goes on to say that Immigration and Customs Enforcement has no assurance that these unaccounted illegal immigrant children are safe from trafficking, exploitation, or forced labor.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody at school today. Not today. I think it was yesterday, the day that I got asked about the podcast. And they were asking me about the border. And they're like, why is your opinion the way that it is? And I'm like, because I came through that border. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, the reason they don't close the border is because the highest consumer of child trafficking and child pornography is the United States, despite the fact of what they might tell you. And when I crossed the border, I was 3 years old, and they try to separate me from my mom and my uncle. I could have been one of these trafficked children. I could be one of these missing children. So I'm a couple degrees closer to the real situation than a lot of people are. And that's just, you know, you got to bring awareness to it. I think a lot of people, they're not bad people. I don't think that they understand why the border is what it is and why it matters to some people like me and you. But it's a real thing.
For sure.
And then, you know, I think we talked about it, and I also brought up to them that, you know, like all these missing children, and then we never find the bodies. Like, where do they go? And then I plug in, you know, I say, you know, you ever heard of man-made diamonds? They're like, oh, yeah, you know, where to take carbon, you know, and put it under pressure and turn it into a diamond. I'm like, yeah, what's your body made out of?
Right.
Carbon. Yeah. That's how you hide a body. This is the new mafia, dude.
Oh, yeah. Or like they're trying to eliminate the carbon footprint.
Yeah.
Depopulation.
25... Didn't I see something that Carl Schwab said that 25 million people are going to die in 2025?
You didn't I believe see that it. One? No, I don't pay attention to that old bastard.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Oh, I was just looking here on the phone calls. Fucking Carl put his shit in. Guess what time?
Midnight?
2:35 in the morning.
Holy shit.
A couple hours ago, it was the same last week.
Damn.
He probably was fucked up.
Yeah, let's see what alcohol tells us today.
You ready? You want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
All right, hold on. Let me expand so I can see what the fuck I'm doing.
I do not give consent to the replaying, saving, or sharing of the following. What is going on with the Democratic Party? Biden said 3 weeks ago he was top dog. 5 weeks ago he was top dog. He wasn't going anywhere. He refused to step down. This isn't this. And he did. That's all old news. But now the time of Kamala says she has not had an unscripted interview or taken questions from an interviewer or a news agency yet. And she, and then these policies, there's no bullshit policies. She's talking about $6,000 for parents of newborns when family expenses are the highest. Well, the highest because it's your fault. Provide first-time home buyers with $25,000 to help with down payments on new homes. Strengthen penalties for price gouging. Price gouging is already fucking illegal. I talked about this last time, I think I did. It's fucking ridiculous. All these things are just going to raise inflation. Where are they going to get the money from? They're just going to fucking print it. Giving people a tax credit of $3,600 per kid, it's insane. Where is that money coming from? Where does this fucking bitch think the money's coming from? And then her partner, Tim Walz, being like fun of his son because they thought he looked like a retard. I'm sorry, if I saw somebody in public like that, I would think they look like a retard too. It's not that they are, and if I knew they were, I would never say it. That's awful. It's just insane. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is this 25% tax, I think that's what it is, on unrealized gains. So that means if your house is worth $1,000 or $100,000, but then the value of it goes up to $125,000, but then it drops back down to $100,000, you still have to pay tax on it as if you sold it when it's $125,000. So you're paying taxes that don't exist. You're like paying boogeyman taxes. I'm fucking tired of this shit. I'm tired of these people who just don't fucking get it. And then you have fucking Kamala bringing to the DNC all these fucking rapper bitches and these pop stars and shit. Yeah, of course people are going to show up because you give them a free fucking concert. Fuck you. That's all for this week in Carl's Bunker. I'm obviously upset. Just worried about the country, worried about the life and the future of my children. Just worried.
All right. Yeah, I agree, Carl. And shame on Tim Walz for abusing his retarded son. Shame on you, Tim.
Maybe his son should drink some of that fine horse semen. Make him stronger.
He's probably already strong enough.
You know, one of the reasons I think I can get away with saying retard and stuff is because one of my kids, he's not all there. He's on some sort of spectrum, I'm sure. Dude, like I'll be working on the car, like trying to get a nut or a bolt loose or something, and I'm out there like for hours, fucking sledgehammer, fucking blow torches, all sorts of like WD-40s of all sorts, and I fucking give up. He shows up for like just to grab a plate of food or something, and he sees me out there and fucking goes. And like in 2 seconds, loosens it up.
Right,
it's that superhuman retarded strength, dude.
I've been told that.
He laughs about it. He's like, "It's true." Like he's great. Like I love moving furniture with him because like he can always like carry like the hardest part, you know, like it's so easy with him. I love retarded people.
My father-in-law, me and him work on my wife's car and shit sometimes, and he'll be trying to loosen something that I tightened, and he'll be like, don't take this the wrong way, but you have a tendency to over-tighten things. And I'm like, it's all right, man, you know. I just didn't want it to come loose. All right. It's time for a beer run.
Yeah.
12th and 13th and 14th, I was intoxicated. I drank all of those days. I drank in excess.
On the morning of the accident,
I was drunk. I'm drunk now.
All right, perfect timing. I came back and Julio's not here. It's just me. But, checking my phone. My smartphone. You know what SMART stands for? Like, when they say smartphone, smart meter, smart car, smart city, smart home. The word smart, it stands for something. It's self-monitoring, analysis, and reporting technology. In other words, it's a surveillance device. We've talked about this before. But it's that's the problem I got with JD Vance. He's so involved with this fucking Peter Thiel and all these companies that he runs, and Peter Thiel is his top donor. He is super involved with the CIA and the FBI, and they're all involved with this surveillance state, you know? I'm talking about smartphones, the word smart, Julio. Mm-hmm. It stands for self-monitoring, analysis, and reporting technology.
Damn.
Yeah. You know, like smartphones, smart... When they say smart city, smart meter, smart car, it's all surveillance shit.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Like, oh, you know, it's great that our phones have a forward camera and a back-facing camera, but that's just to constantly surveil you.
Right.
It's not for, like, creating family pictures and all that bullshit. That's what we talk. We're going to come out with a cameraless phone. Actually, it's just going to be two cups with a string.
Yeah, the conspiracy soldiers mobile.
It'll run off of beer and alcohol.
Yeah.
Alcohol powered.
You never know what alcohol will tell you. Did you see RFK Jr. dropped out of the race and he endorsed Trump?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a big deal, man.
Yeah.
I was watching it today when you were texting me. Earlier today. I was out here in the garage. I think my wife. I mean, she might be pissed at me because I didn't watch a movie with her last night. I was out here in the garage watching Trump on fucking YouTube. But I'm going with her to her parents tomorrow, so it's all good.
What time?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say 9 or 10 in the morning.
Woo!
I'll take a nap on the way there.
Sometimes those are the best ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought a couple weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago, I would have thought that he was going to line up with the DNC or something. Because he was taking votes away from Trump and whatever. I did just kind of like, it didn't shock me, but I didn't really expect it.
I heard there was like friction within his, you know, what do they call that? Like his team, that there was friction about. And it's like, all right, he's the one. I don't get it. He's the one running for president. And if he hires people to help him and shit, how the fuck are you going to talk back to me about what decision I make? You know what? I would have said, bitch, get the fuck out of here. You're fired. Who the fuck is going to talk back to me and tell me where I'm going to go or what I'm going to do? Fuck you. Who the fuck do you think you are, boy? Right? Get the fuck out of here.
Maybe he hires them as advisors. So he's got to listen to a little bit of it.
Oh, that wouldn't work with me. Because I don't fucking listen to anyone.
So why would you hire anybody?
I wouldn't. Just to fire them? I don't need any advisors. Fuck you people. That's why I'm not running for office either. I don't give a fuck what nobody thinks. What are you looking at?
Going back to the COVID thing, you know, being a placebo and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. You ever hear that monkeypox is a byproduct of the COVID-19 vaccine?
We talked about that last week.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah, I believe that. And so I know, how many people do you know that have gotten shingles after the vaccination? I can name off a few already right off bat.
One.
I know a guy that got shingles in his fucking eyeball.
Oh.
And it came back like two or three different times. But yeah, that's a shingles is one of the main side effects of the COVID vaccine. And that's basically what monkeypox is. Monkeypox is just an extreme case of shingles. So now, you know, whatever, man. I'm tired of the bullshit. I know I'm not getting monkeypox. And here's the other thing. I heard it was a gay thing. Right? Unless you're butt fucking gay men, there's not a good chance that you're going to get monkeypox. But I just said it was from the COVID vaccine too, so what the fuck do I know? I mean, it's shingles. Is it the same? I don't know. It's like I was talking to you last week. I said, I could have swore you told me you knew somebody that had monkeypox. That you met somebody that had monkeypox. Now you're saying no. And that's fine.
If there's a listener out there that wants to scour all the recordings and find whether I say that or not, that'd be great.
I've got all the shit saved. I can find it. All right.
All right.
I know you said that. I can repeat the exact phrase you said. You said, man, I said, I ain't never met a single fucking person that's had monkeypox. And you said, I have. And then you said, we run in different circles, bro. That's exactly what you said. You were talking about the gay community or whatever. And I think I even said, I said, yeah, I forgot you walk on the gay side sometimes.
Whatever. Hey, Bonnie and June, Johnny and June, I don't know.
Yeah. I got a clip here from Chuck D. I have no idea what this is, but I'm going to play it because I was going to get some t-shirts made for conspiracy soldiers, right? And it was going to say, conspiracy soldiers, don't believe the hype. Are you familiar with that song?
No.
All right, never mind.
Today, but Lee is really leading the way. The mastermind behind so much of our innovative diplomacy, enlisting Olympians, enlisting Oscar winners, enlisting Grammy awardees to serve as cultural ambassadors for the United States. To all of you here, welcome. I especially want to thank our U.S. Global Music Ambassadors here with us today. Chuck D.
Yay. What a nice crowd. Well, thank you, Secretary Blinken, and my career-long and honest
Blinken's mentor, a piece of shit.
Kinfolk, Leo Cohen, and the other U.S. Global Music Ambassador appointees, Justin Tranter, Amani White, Lainey Wilson, Denise Graves, it was a pleasure meeting you, Breland, and Grace Bowers, and I'm honored to be standing next to all of you here today, and that's for real. We'll talk, as we say. Throughout my life and career, I've always believed in the power of music to change, create change, and also change things, and also give voice to the voiceless, power to the powerless, and also truly inspire lasting social change. Peace, like good music, is not easy to achieve. It takes time, detail, persistence, resilience, refinements, honesty, and yes, even creativity. So, Mr. Secretary, I know you know that better than anything with the way you get down. Today I was reminded, Lior just said, and yourself and Lior said, about the jazz ambassadors who stepped forward during a time of great divide. You're talking Louis Armstrong, you're talking about Ella Fitzgerald traveling around the world in DC-7s, you know, when they were 50 or 60 years old. So we're pretty sure we have it balanced out now. With great energy, the civil rights movement here in the USA and the Cold War globally, the travel and engage the world on behalf of the USA people. And I know, and if they could navigate those challenging times, then so can we. Agreed?
Yes.
Now, it's the time for us all, as USA American and music artists, songwriters, and producers, to step up and do our part. By sharing our talents, our time, our understanding of the real connections that we can make through music and culture, that we can not only engage younger generations, and how young is young right now, right? Young could be under 40. Who will be and who already are our future leaders, and also encourage peace in the communities and countries worldwide. I've been fortunate, and I started out with this guy behind me, at 116 countries out of the so-called 214. I've seen culture, music, and I've seen it move things in many ways. And this is a serious appointment at an urgent time. And my good friend Tom Morello, A Rage Against the Machine, and my partner, Good Prophets of Rage, said it best. You can't wait for things to happen. You got to make it happen. Now, I say a long time throughout my career, outside my art and music, that culture and arts brings human beings together for our similarities and knocks the differences to the side. Norman Granz was that person who took people around and worked with the U.S. government at the time to take jazz artists across the planet in the 1940s. But here we are through the partnership with YouTube, where if you don't physically get there, the virtuosity of the screens could have an accountability and responsibility to not just go there, but also receive the art around the world to teach us how to have a better place here. And, you know, Leo, amongst all the accolades that we've been saying, in my beginning of my career, and he as a manager, I remember our first tour is traveling to Germany. And then if you know anything about Germany, if you're too young to know, the Iron Curtain was in full effect. So if we're playing West Germany at that time, with a country split up into two, to be held accountable by the rest of the world.
All right, Chuck D, you're fired.
Yeah, what the fuck was that about, man?
I don't fucking know. I was drunk. Damn. That is one of the lamest motherfuckers. First of all, he was introduced by Blinken, which is the biggest piece of shit ever. And then he starts talking about Rage Against the Machine. I'm sorry, people. That was the biggest waste of time.
Yeah, Rage Against the Machine actually wanted people to, like, wear the mask, and they were definitely not raging against the machine. They were with the machine during the whole COVID thing.
Rage alongside the machine.
Yeah, fuck all that. Yeah, fuck that. Fuck your clips that you haven't seen, Fox.
I told you I do this shit at lunchtime. Fuck you.
Yeah, yes. I got a good one.
Listen. I was thinking, right? I was going to get these T-shirts made. Now that he was with Public Enemy, and they had a song called Don't Believe the Hype, but I'm just going to put it in proper English, that way we don't get a copyright can't get sued. It'll be Do Not Believe the Hype, because we speak proper English.
Do not believe it, the hype.
Yeah, we'll say it like Klaus Schwab instead of an inner city rapper. All right. All right. You got a clip. Yeah. Let me stop sharing.
Yeah, stop sharing the crap. So
that was the worst ever. I apologize.
I think it was last week or the week before, Carl's bunker. We were talking about how expensive everything has gotten, especially like food. So listen to this shit. This is just, I mean, not mind-blowing, but it's like, goddamn, we're already there.
You have to hear this. Kroger is rolling out digital price tags that could increase based on how much they think they could get you to pay. I wish I was kidding. Kroger, the multi-billion dollar grocery conglomerate, has recently begun partnerships with Microsoft and the AI company Intelligence Node to create technologies to better price gouge consumers. Like the big bad wolf of grocery stores. All the better to price gouge you with, my dear. Together, the companies created the electronic shelving label Edge, a digital price tag that employees can change at the press of a button. What's the problem with that, you ask? If it's hot outside, we can raise the price of water, says grocery industry analysts. Wow. But that's not even where it gets particularly alarming. Cameras are going to be placed outside these digital displays. So when you go pick your cereal, facial recognition software could be assessing your age and gender and determining how much you're willing to pay for that cereal based off of your demographics. What makes this all worse is that Kroger is a grocery conglomerate. Kroger is Fred Meyer's, Food for Less, Ralph's, QFC, to name a few. And if the merger with Albertsons goes through, even more grocery stores will become Kroger's, meaning that this technology will be hurting thousands of people across the U.S.
Yeah. It's gonna be like, you know, like they're gonna see me in the Mexican aisle, and they're gonna raise up all the prices on the beans and the rice. You know, black people walking by the chicken or the watermelon, you know, the prices are gonna go up. Well, you're going to walk. You're going to walk by the white bread, and the price is going to go up.
Nah, man. They said there's going to be cameras, like, basically, you know, sizing you up. They're going to see me walking up there with a look on my face like Clint Eastwood on Gran Torino. They'll be like, oh, this motherfucker ain't going to buy shit. So they're going to lower the price. Look at these fucking prices. Start throwing shit on the floor. Get off my lawn. What's this shit? Wait a minute. I got one.
That you watched already?
No.
Oh, my God. I already apologized for him, people.
In the West, they got a movement called wokeness, where you are super sensitive about other people's issues, and you become hypersensitive when other people somehow or other say things or mention things or refer to you without the respect which you or your super subgroup feel you are entitled to. It leads to very extreme attitudes and social norms, particularly in some academic institutions, universities. You talk about safe spaces, you talk about appropriate pronouns, you talk about how I'm about to say something which may be offensive to you. If you don't want to hear it, perhaps you'd like to leave now. And life becomes very burdensome. And I don't think we want to go in that direction. It does not make us a more resilient, cohesive society with a strong sense of solidarity. We must be more robust. In the West, they got a movement called...
That was the Prime Minister of Singapore, by the way. He knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah.
God bless Singapore. I think I already played this one. About the Reagan movie?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I did. You got anything?
Yeah, so I recently... remember we talked about the Venezuelan gangs taking over an apartment building in Colorado?
Yeah, I think so.
Did I tell you the interaction I had at with somebody I knew about it?
No.
Oh, I think I told you in person Monday when we met up, when I came over after school. That's when I told you about it, but I didn't talk about it on the podcast.
Okay.
So I was talking with an elder Latin person, an immigrant, and I in the room was also a younger American-born Latino. And I started bringing this up, and I got as far as, you know, hey, did you hear about these Venezuelan gang members taking over an apartment complex in Colorado? And the younger person started to say, oh, you know, you're always talking smack about immigrants and shitting on minorities. And so I kind of just abandoned ship and changed course. So the next day, I see the older Latin immigrant. I would have
leaned into it.
Ah, not worth it. And so I was talking to her, and she's like, yeah, I know. I've been watching this. I've been listening about it. And I'm like, where? She says, in the Spanish news, like the news that you would get in another country. Like, they're actually featuring this stuff. And so we started talking about, like, that this could be Maduro. This is Maduro sending gang members over here. The name of the gang, hold on. The name of the gang is called Tren de Aragua. I don't know what the hell that means.
What?
Tren de Aragua.
What's it mean in Mexican? Spanish. You telling me you don't know what it means? What the fuck?
Do you know what the definition of every word? It trains to the Aragua train. It was born in the Tocoron prison in the states of Aragua. And
Aragua train?
Yeah. And it may have originated from a labor union working on a railway project through the state, which was never finished.
It sounds like a CIA project to me.
Dude, that's a whole other topic. But anyways, so she was familiar with these gang members. She's familiar with, you know, how leaders that the CIA sets in place in Latin America, when they're about to get pushed off, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're no longer a valuable asset. They retaliate against the United States by sending, you know, they empty all the prisons. They empty all the mental asylums. They send over all the sick people with HIV. They send just the worst of the worst. And so it was kind of interesting that with this older Latin immigrant, I got to have this conversation. And so we started talking as to why the younger American-born Latino probably isn't aware of this. And that's because they don't teach stuff like that in history. They don't talk that this strategy that Maduro is using of emptying the prisons, the asylums, and everything is something that has been happening for forever. That is how Australia was founded. You know, they sent all the prisoners and prostitutes, you know, to Australia just to get them out of the country.
Those were Irish, by the way.
And
anybody that rebelled against the crown, which was mostly Irish.
Cuba did the same thing in the 80s. And I actually lived through that because I lived in Miami in the 80s and 90s. Fidel Castro did the exact same thing. He released all the prisoners, asylum people, and all the people with HIV and sent them all to Miami. So I lived through that experience. So did this older Latin immigrant as well. The younger American-born Latino never experienced that. And I guarantee you he's only watching ABC, NBC, you know, like just mainstream media.
CNN.
He's sitting behind a computer in his basement just kind of fucking listening to this shit. And then he's going out there and just regurgitating it. And, yeah, I don't know. It kind of irritated me, but I'm not shocked. But it was nice to be able to talk to somebody that understood where I was coming from, because the other guy just makes me feel like, goddamn, like, am I wrong to think this way? I feel like he defends everybody. He stands up for everybody's rights, but he has no context of the history of anything.
Right. All right, man. I grabbed two beers the last time I got up, and I'm out. So,
for 12th and 13th and 14th, I was intoxicated. I drank all of those days. I drank in excess.
On the morning of the accident,
I was drunk. I'm drunk now.
All right. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. I had more shit on fucking Instagram here. I'm not even going to play this. It's that Asian dude. He was he made a video saying, talking about it's outdated, and I just saved it like fucking Tuesday. But he made a video saying RFK is thinking about dropping out and endorsing Trump. Like, yeah, that just happened about 12 hours ago. Not even 12 hours ago. Yeah, I ain't got a lot of clips this week, man. What's this? Wait a minute. Hold on, I got one. This is Don Lemon.
So Don, you love censorship is what you're saying.
And no, Elon. I don't love censorship.
Then why are you asking?
I believe in moderation.
Moderation is a propaganda word for censorship. Look, if something's illegal, we're going to take it down. If it's not illegal, then we're putting our thumb on the scale and we're being censors.
You're putting your thumb on the scale for moderating hate speech? I mean, you don't put out child pornography. That's not...
It's illegal.
Some people would say that's considered censorship. I'm just saying.
I literally said, if something is legal, okay, we will obviously remove it.
Okay.
But if it is not legal, if the laws in this country are put forward by the citizens, we're a democracy, if those laws are put in place by the people, we adhere to those laws.
Okay, I agree.
We adhere to the laws of others. If you go beyond the law, you're actually going beyond the will of the people. What you're suggesting is censorship that goes beyond the law. And what I'm saying is that we have a disagreement, because I do not believe in censorship that goes beyond the law, and you do. We have a difference of opinion in that regard.
So you don't consider that hate speech?
I guess you're not understanding what I'm saying.
We don't agree on this.
Yes, you want censorship and I don't.
No, I don't want censorship.
Yes, you do.
No, I want responsibility. I think there.
You desperately want censorship.
No, if I want a censorship.
I want censorship so bad you can taste it.
No, that's not true. That's not true. So,
and I'm against censorship. I'm in favor of freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And freedom of speech only is relevant when people you don't like say things you don't like. Otherwise, it has no meaning. So, Don, you love.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
How do you think the term freedom of speech started? Do you think it was, you know, everybody's so fucking sensitive these days.
Yeah.
You know, back in the old country or England or wherever people came from, if motherfuckers talk shit about the king, they get their fucking head cut off. Right? So the entire meaning of freedom of speech when this country started was saying things that people don't like. That's what freedom of speech is. Right? So all these sensitive pussies need to shut the fuck up. Don Lemon is a faggot, for one. He sucks a white cock every night. And then he talks shit about white people. There, that's my freedom of speech.
I 100% agree, you know, like... one of my favorite lines is, you know, living under the tyranny of the minority. You know, all these fucking weak, easily offended people. You know, like, I can't exercise my freedom of speech around them sometimes to spare their fucking feelings, and it's frustrating.
Right.
You know, like, they stand up for everybody, but they can't handle standing up for me.
Yeah. Oh shit. My buddy I think I've talked about him before. He used to be a gangbanger in LA. He's a Mexican dude. I'm pretty sure he's illegal. And he messaged me on fucking Instagram and he's in prison. He was asking me for money. But I haven't talked to him in like fucking, like, he stopped. We used to text each other, and then I'm pretty sure he doesn't like Trump, because I texted him one time and I said, we're going to build a big, beautiful wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. And then I never heard from him again until he was in prison. Then he won him $50. But, I don't know what he got busted for. I don't know.
How do people come like out of like the past like that sometimes?
What do you mean?
Like, they just, like, creep out of nowhere. Like, you haven't spoken in, like, years. And they find themselves in a situation like that. Like, they're locked up or they're destitute or they just got divorced. And all of a sudden, they're like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah. That's how my son is. I won't hear from him for years. And he'll be like, hey, Dad, can you send me some, you send me some money? I'm like, for what? I never ate so much when I was fucking locked up. When you're a fucking slave, that's when you eat the best. I never ate so good when I was in jail, when I was in the army. That's when they feed you because you're a fucking slave. You know, it's like, what the fuck am I going to send you money for? Jolly Ranchers and ramen noodles? Get the fuck out of here. You're already eating three times a day. Do some fucking push-ups. They're bored. That's what it is. They're eating out of boredom.
Hey, so I found this picture. It says the kids from the Magic School Bus grew up to be the kids from Captain Planet. I'll show you what I mean. Look at this. Tell me you can't see it. There's the redheaded kid. There's the blonde girl. There's the Chinese kid. There's the Arab kid. And then there's the Chinese girl.
All right. Okay.
Then this is Kamala Harris, a.k.a. Kamal Arush. This is fake. But this picture is trending online.
I mean, yeah. Come on.
But you're going to like this one. This is the only logical running mate choice with equal qualifications and experience. Kamala and Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
Kamala Lewinsky, 2024. I'll zip down for that one.
Now, did you hear when Michelle Obama gave a speech at the DNC?
I've heard clips.
Huh?
I've heard clips.
Yeah. She was saying her parents taught her that if people that... People that took too much, they don't trust them. It's fucking Marxism. Right? What the fuck? So do not, in other words, let me translate that. Do not succeed. Not to mention she's got about fucking 80 million. Fucking hypocrite. Transvestite bitch. What are you typing, Julio?
Again, my previous work.
What do you mean?
Just a buddy from my ex job.
Oh, you're texting somebody.
Yeah.
I thought you were typing.
No.
Yeah, so Michelle Obama... She's got the nerve to come on there and say that, you know, people that her parents taught her that people that take too much can't be trusted or take more than they need. And she's got fucking 80 million, not to mention how much Barry Suerto's got.
Yeah, they're all hypocrites. I mean,
ain't no fucking doubt about it.
They made fun of Trump when he was saying that he wasn't going to take a salary. You remember that? And yeah. I think I remember watching a clip of Trump talking about that. how he called them out. He said, you know, all these people are rich. He's like, and yet they didn't. He's like, I'm the only president in office that actually didn't get richer off of being in office. He's like, they not only get their lobbyists to give them money, they not only take bribes, you know, but they also take the salary, which is about $500,000. And they don't give it back. So why the fuck are they making fun of me? Why are they giving me shit that I don't take a salary? And I don't know. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that speaks very loudly for Trump and for the Democrats.
Right.
And other politicians.
I mean, I want to believe all that's true, but I have questions. You know what I mean? But he talks good, I can tell you that. And if everything he's saying is, if he's not bullshitting us about nothing, then I'm 100% on board with him. But we'll see what happens.
So I got something on Argentina, on Miliel. This is from Candace Owens. And I love how she says it.
I think I heard it.
So they had an election, and their incumbent president, Nicolas Maduro, we all know who Nicolas Maduro is, and my suspicion is he's actually about to be killed, and I'll tell you why they're calling it electoral scam. First among them, Milei in Argentina. Now, I want to be very clear. I don't trust anything that crawls out of Argentina with blue eyes. There's a reason for that. And that reason is because after World War II, a lot of Argentinians suddenly had blue eyes. And so I do not trust Milei. Maduro responded to Milei by calling him a cowardly bug and a traitor to the homeland and a fascist. Now, the fascist part might be true. I don't know. I got to see his genealogy because I just don't trust anything with blue eyes that comes from Argentina. That's all I'm saying. Here's the thing. Maduro has now spoken out, and he's pretty convinced that this is a coup. And, you know, there might have been some earlier suggestions that they were, and by they, I mean the CIA and the global elite, were planning a coup. America, we don't do anything that's corrupt. Okay, now there have been a few times we've done some things that are corrupt. And yeah, it turns out that Nicolas Maduro has noticed some of those things. So he gave a speech yesterday. I'm going to read to you what he said while showing you a clip of this speech. Maduro said, "The North Americans put a smile on their face, diplomatic face of deception, but behind they carry a dagger. And if you believe their smile, if you get careless, they turn around and stab you. John F. Kennedy, who killed him? The system, proven. We recently condemned the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, and there are a lot of questions from those who were protecting Donald Trump. Why do they allow that shooter to stand there? There are many doubts that have been expressed in the U.S. Now they are trying to cover that up so that empire accustomed to violence, to coups, prepared a scenario against Venezuela. I am not an apologist for Maduro. Honestly, all of these leaders are corrupt around the world, but he's speaking some truth."
I don't know, man. Candace Owens is starting to sound like about a little bit like Kanye West.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say.
She's falling off the fucking ledge. Wow.
Well, I kind of agree with her on a lot of shit, man.
I mean, I'm not saying she's wrong, but I don't know. It's just...
It's so insane that when you start talking about the facts, like, you look crazy.
Right.
You look delusional. You look like, dude, something's fucking wrong with you. You're so obsessed about this. But it's facts. The numbers add up. The blue eyes after World War II add up. The three-letter, you know, agencies fucking staging coups. And just like we talked earlier, you know, once you're useless to them, they throw you off.
Right.
You know, every foreign leader that the United States has gone after was installed by the United States. And they were great assets until they said, you know what, fuck you. And it's not that they said fuck you to the American people. They said fuck you to those three-letter agencies.
Right. Here, I don't know if you can hear this or not.
Jeez. Why do you think fraternities have you screw sheep and all this and, you know, give guys blowjobs? That's why I never joined them. Because they want to
Wait, go back, what? Say that again?
I need a fucking Alex Jones clip. I fucking love that guy. I listen to his show every fucking day. And it's like 3 fucking hours long.
Yeah, I can't do it.
It takes half my day. Usually I don't listen to the whole thing, but he fucking cracks me up, dude. He is a fucking... He... He's a performer, and there's no fucking doubt about that.
You know, his parents were CIA, right? Or something like that.
We don't know. They say that about half the fucking people we talk about. Wait, what's this? Hold up. Okay, I got another clip that I don't remember what it is.
Watch this. This is bonkers. Go full screen. This is literally bonkers.
And a television star. But does he really want to add president of the United States to his resume? A lot of people would like him to. Please let's find out.
Oh, this is whack when Trump.
My friend, Donald Trump.
My friend. My friend. Watch this. Just watch this. This is nuts. We're in an alternative universe. Okay? Because this is not that long ago. Go standing
on the view.
Bro, watch this. Just watch how this goes. Watch this. So she's a Republican. That's easy.
Yeah.
But everybody else.
Look at Joy. Hugs. Can't wait to get a hug in.
Yeah, everyone's hugging. Look at this. Look at this. Kisses, hugs, kisses to Whoopi. Everybody hugs and kisses. Even Joy Behar. Hugs
Even
and kisses.
Even Joy Behar. Hugs and kisses.
See? Now watch this.
I'm going to take you at your word that you have not decided yet when you're going to run, but you're thinking about it and you've expressed some of your views, which are controversial and in many ways, but
not
I'll,
to her.
Well, not to her. Okay, you're a Republican, so, but let's say, that you do decide in the spring, right? And your ideas resonate so much. On the other hand, you know, we saw Newt Gingrich apologizing for his marriages and divorces. You've had 3 marriages, 2 sort of uncomfortable divorces. Do you think
no,
that the...
not really. They were very comfortable.
Well, we won't leave you all that. Do you think...
Getting laughs right away.
That would bother anybody?
I think the country is doing so badly, they want somebody that's going to help it. I think the country is never been in a position like it is right now. It's being ripped off by every nation, every intelligent nation in the world, whether it's China. They're taking our jobs, they're making all our product, and then they loan us back the money, we pay them interest.
That is
whether
crazy.
It's OPEC.
That is crazy.
OPEC,
look at this, watch this.
Field day right now. How about the Arab League? They say, we want you to go in and attack Libya. Mm-hmm. These are the wealthiest countries in the world. Why aren't they paying us?
Okay,
why
so
then they change
so
their
I
minds
agree with that,
also.
But you didn't answer my question.
No, I did answer your question.
You,
I really
you think
people...
It won't matter?
I think maybe 10 years ago it would have mattered, 5 years ago... The fact is, I think people want somebody now that's going to protect them and protect this country, because we're not going to be a great country for long if we keep going the way we're going right now.
The audience cheers.
Yeah.
When we have France leading the charge, okay, France, this is our new leader. By the way, they led for about 2 hours. After that, nobody's seen them. I don't know if you know that.
Just ask a follow-up question to that. Let's say you run. You've given a lot of thought for this. Who would you like as your vice president? Possibly Sarah Palin?
Well, I think it's far too early even to discuss that. I'm going to make a decision sometime prior to June. I'm thinking about it very strongly. I think I'd do a really good job. I think I'd protect this country like it's not being protected. Now, it's funny. So many of the things I say, now politicians are saying, hey, that's right. Why aren't they paying us? If you look at North Korea, South Korea, we're protecting South Korea. They're making a fortune. Let's call it hundreds of billions of dollars of profit on us. We have 25,000 soldiers over there protecting them. They don't pay us. Why are they paying us?
You'd be treating this like a business.
No, a business with
right.
heart.
Okay.
Believe me, there's a lot of heart. It's a business, but it's also a business with heart. We will destroy this country. It won't be a war, if the economics of this country keep going the way they're going, we're not going to have a country.
You're kind of a social liberal, Donald. You know, you're a social liberal. Could you actually get the base to vote for you in the primary?
Well, every poll is saying that I'm the one that does the best. You know, they're doing polls.
They actually have you a higher approval rating than Mitt Romney, Tim Pawlenty, John Boehner. But
out of those... Let's just pause and think. Just
he's very poised. He's listening.
Just grasp the 180.
Yeah.
That the media has taken on him since he decided to be president. Yeah. When you see the machine go after a guy, we've never seen the machine go after someone as bold-faced. You know, the prosecutions, the Russiagate stuff on television every night, all of it. It's, and then to see just a few years ago, they loved him. Watch this. This is bonkers. Go full.
All right. Yeah, man. You know, people talk shit about Joe Rogan and say he's like controlled opposition and shit. I don't think so, man. It's like, come on. You can't be a fucking conspiracy theorist about everything. Like, he's talking about shit that important shit. I mean, for instance, that clip. You think the mainstream media wants him to show that type of shit? No.
No.
You know what I mean? And he's got more viewers than all the fucking news networks combined. Right? So, I don't want to hear that bullshit. I get tired of it. Some of the people I talk to, you know, they all got podcasts and shit that are conspiracy podcasts, and they're afraid of Alex Jones and Rogan. They think they're controlled opposition and shit. Come on, man. You know, get the fuck out of here. Everything is not a conspiracy. Not everything. Right? Jesus.
Your word's not mine.
Well, I can't. I just. Wait a minute. Who's this motherfucker? All right. I got another one. This is Greg Gutfield.
Well, first, I want to point out something Jessica said, that Trump began as a millionaire and now he's a billionaire. I think that makes him an expert in this. I would rather listen to somebody who began as a millionaire and is now a billionaire than somebody who doesn't have a damn clue about economics. I've never heard a candidate today more unsure of themselves on a topic than Kamala Harris. I think she's been burdened by the weight of expectations put on her by the media. I've never seen a better campaign ad for Trump. She's campaigning better for Trump than Trump is. First, let's talk about the down payment issue on the house. A lot of this stuff is infuriating because they're treating the American public like idiots. She makes a proposal that is only half an equation. The first half is, here's a nice thing for you. The second half is missing. Who pays for it? You paid for it. And the sooner or later you figure that out, the better off you're going to be. And that's directed at Democrats who don't understand that these policies are going to sink this country. You know, if you cap prices, you increase scarcity by diminishing competition. People can call her a communist, but you gotta explain this, because the media won't ask the follow-up questions. Like, can you give me an example of how this is done? What are the major industries? What is the right price? What is too high? What is too low? Can the government set prices based on not having a knowledge of an industry? What do you mean exactly by price gouging? How is that done beyond unique exceptions? Price gouging is a weak phrase directed at weaker minds.
Can I just add, bravo.
Thank you. Well, first I want to...
Gutfield, he's usually being goofy, but he looked like he was pissed off there.
He's right.
Yeah, he's right.
So I'm going to lighten the mood with this clip. This made me laugh. This is about school lunches. So this guy got in trouble because the school served chicken and watermelon. Listen to this.
Mother reassuring her daughter after a racially insensitive lunch option served at Nyack Middle School the first day of Black History Month.
Tell you the truth, I'm sick and tired of it all. Because I'm black, as you can see, and I'm the head of the department who gave the okay for the chicken waffles and watermelon. Everything ain't got to be racist, man. Everything ain't got to be racist.
Instead of Philly cheesesteak, broccoli, and fresh fruit, Aramark, the food service company that provides meals to the district, served chicken and waffles and watermelon.
I came home with a long, hard day of work, and it hit me. I said, hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right. How come each stereotype is something that race should be proud about? You think little Mexican babies come home, me papi, me amigo? That you work so hard. They say like you make 4 or 5 houses a day because you got the knowledge to do it so fast. Why? You think white little babies are coming home and saying, mommy, today at school they served unseasoned chicken. Unseasoned. You know what they say about it, right?
Back in 2018, another racially insensitive meal was served at New York University during Black History Month. It included barbecued ribs, collard greens, cornbread, Kool-Aid, and watermelon flavored
Jesus
water.
Christ!
Come Monday, all you kids, y'all gonna have a choice of mystery meat on a stick and rice. And you can wash it all down with a delicious 8 ounces of tap water. Now go run and tell your mama that.
Jesus.
That was a parody thing. It wasn't real. But he's right. Like, why does everything got to be racist?
Right, right. Like,
I got one more. Go ahead. Okay.
Since you went funny, I'm going to go funny. I got a Norm MacDonald clip. I can't remember what he said.
Nice.
So I was talking about, because I went to this gay pride parade, and I saw in it there were these an old men and old ladies like with these signs that said, "We are proud of our gay son," you know? And so I was saying, that's an odd thing to be proud of, you know, because it's not an achievement, you know? It's not like something you work all your life to be gay or anything like that. And I had a hard time believing that these 50, 60-year-old men are actually bragging. You know, at work, like they're, hey, Bill, you know, my kid, oh my God, we're proud of him, Johnny. He graduated from Harvard, you know, first in his class, you know what I mean? Now he's articling over at a law firm, and oh yeah, he loves cock. <You know? laughs> He can't get enough cock in his mouth, his ass, his kid's always cock. I got a picture of the boy here sucking another man's cock. I want to show it to you.
To watch the maturation of you as an artist, to realize it took you 9.5 minutes to get around to the sucking cock stuff. It's beautiful to see you comfortable in your own skin, Normie. All right.
So I was talking about, because I...
Norm MacDonald. Rest in peace, bro.
We miss him.
Oh, God. How do I keep fucking missing clips? Like, I don't know.
Because you were drunk.
Probably.
On the night of August 24th at 5 a.m., you were drunk.
Yeah. I'm drunk now. All right.
I think that's a wrap.
Yeah, that's enough.
That's a wash.
Hold on, let me play one more clip.
We bring in the studio this morning one of the gay rights activists, Mr. Should I call you Mr.? Sure. Pepe Julian Onzima. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay.
I love that African dude. Yeah.
Why are you gay?
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. Gay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll be on my school schedule next week. We gotta have a beer or something one of these afternoons.
Yeah. Hey man, we can do a coffee podcast in the morning. I know you don't like mornings, but
yeah. I'm down.
All right.
She's down, I'm down.
All right. If anybody's got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, conspiracysoldiers on Instagram, YouTube, we're on X now, Con Soldiers Pod. And then if you want to call in and leave a message, 31 Flu Frog 6. Flu, as in the Wuhan flu.
China.
Pretty soon Trump's going to be back in office. We're all tired of this bullshit.
Some false flag event will prevent the election.
Oh, there's not going to be an election. That's when the guns come out. All right. I don't know. That's why they're afraid of the United States, because we have all these guns. We got more guns than we have citizens. And that's a great thing. All right. All right.
Hey, I'm gonna plug in my boy Tom McDonald. You know Tom McDonald, right?
Yeah.
He's
a little cringy.
He released a new song. I don't know if you heard, but Britain said that they were gonna be putting people in jail based on what they were posting online.
Well, Britain's already doing it, but Canada hasn't passed the Online Harms Act yet, but they're already arresting people. Like, motherfucker, you ain't even passed the fucking bill yet.
Yeah, he came out with a new song, Everybody Needs Me. And the thing is, we're not going to get nicked for this because he doesn't give a fuck if you just use it for something.
Bullshit. No, it doesn't matter if he cares. It's fucking...
It's YouTube?
No, we're going to get... No, don't.
All right. But it's got a sweet-ass beat. It's called Everybody Needs Me. It really says the truth. Go listen to it.
No, it doesn't... Julio, it doesn't matter if he cares. They want to suppress us. They don't give a fuck if Tom McDonald cares or not. Trust me. They're going to fucking give us a hit.
They're going to give us a hit on some shit we already talked about. COVID.
Yeah, but there's no laws against that. There are laws against copyright infringement. Trust me. They're already fucking watching me. They've been watching me for years. I got kicked off. Huh?
I was going to say that they've been watching you in your driveway drinking beers and you wave at them.
Oh, yeah. Next week, all right, so Monday is my trial. All right, so I'll everything's going to be disclosed on the next episode, all right?
Aliens, JFK assassination, everything.
Yeah. Right. The intelligence agencies have been fucking with me for my entire life. Not my entire life, but last 20 years or so. And, all right, I'm going to stop fucking around.
Hey, shout out to the boys out in Iowa.
Which ones?
The ones at the Air Force Base.
That's not Iowa.
Idaho? Where?
Boardman, Oregon.
Okay.
The Boardman Bombing Range. Yeah. Yeah, what's up, bros? But that's our one of our biggest listening groups. And I'm glad they're soldiers. Or military. Or maybe they are fucking intelligence agents. Who knows?
Hopefully they're having a good time listening.
I hope they like drinking. Because we are.
And if they don't, after listening to us, they will probably start drinking.
All right.
Yeah, that's one of our biggest listening group. They fly drones from there. It's a drone training base.
And Julio is under the radar fucking. He makes illegal drones and still does. That's for all the feds that are listening.
Yeah, I don't register that shit with the FCC.
All right, man. All right, that's enough.
Yeah. TMI.
All right.
Hey, I was going to, when I was over at your house, I was hoping that I would be able to, like, catch you coming out the door, and I was going to take my badge and, like, put it in your face.
And, like, freak
you out. It didn't work out like that, though.
All right. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Tell your friends. Give us good reviews and all that bullshit. You know, subscribe. And we'll catch you next week. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Woo!